Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the JK Cement Earnings Conference Call for the quarter and half year ended 30th September 2025, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Robin. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q2 and H1 FY26 call of JK Cement Limited. On the call, we have with us Mr. Ajay Kumar Saraogi, Deputy Managing Director and CFO, and Mr. Prashant Seth, President, Business Information and Investor Relations at JK Cement. I would like to mention on behalf of JK Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on today's conference call may be forward-looking statements related to future business developments and statements which are based on current management expectations. These statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause actual developments and results to differ materially from the statements made. JK Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly alter or update these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information or future events or otherwise. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JK Cement for their opening remarks, which will be followed by interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Saraogi, sir.
Thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening and welcome to Q2 call. The Board of Directors met on 1st of November to review the working of the company for the half year ended 30th September and also to review the performance for the second quarter. The major highlights: the revenue from operations during this quarter was 2,859 crores as against 2,410 crores previous year, an increase of 19%, though it was lower by 10% as compared to previous quarter, which was the number of previous quarter was 3,190 crores. For the six-month period, the revenue from operations were higher by 19% at 6,049 crores as against 5,070 crores. The EBITDA during this quarter was 440 crores as compared to 271 crores last year and 673 crores in the previous quarter. For the half year period, the EBITDA was 1,113 crores as compared to 746 crores, an increase of 49%. The comparative EBITDA margins for this quarter was 15.9%. Last year, it was 11.5%. Previous quarter, it was 21.9%. For this half year, it was 19.1%, and last year, April-September, was 15.2%. The profit before tax for this quarter was 261 crores as compared to 60 crores in the previous year and 498 crores in the previous quarter. For the half year period, it was 758 crores as compared to 348 crores. The EBITDA per ton for this quarter was 902 rupees a ton as compared to 639 last year and 1,229 in the previous quarter. For the six-month period, the EBITDA per ton was 1,075 as compared to 830 rupees a ton. The consolidated financial results: the revenue from operations during this quarter was higher by 18% at 3,019 crores as compared to 2,560 crores, though in the previous quarter, it was 3,353 crores. It is down by about 10%. For the half year period, the revenue was higher by 19% at 6,372 crores as compared to 5,368 crores. The EBITDA during this quarter was 447 crores as compared to 284 crores in the previous year, 688 crores in the previous quarter. For the half-year period, it was 1,134 as compared to 770 crores. Profit after tax this quarter was 159 crores as compared to 136 crores in the previous year, 324 crores in the previous quarter. For the six-month period, it was 483 crores as compared to 321 crores. The earning per share was rupees 20.7 in this quarter, 16.2 previous year, 41 rupees 90 paisa in the previous quarter. For the six-month period, it was 62 rupees 70 paisa as compared to 40 rupees 20 paisa. The debt profile, the gross debt as on 30th September was 5,289 crores as compared to 5,103 crores, and the net debt was 3,139 crores as compared to 2,551 crores. The net debt to EBITDA as on 30th September was 1.34 as compared to 1.3 as on 31st March. I would like to brief you on the status of the various projects. We have this project at Panna, 6 million ton. This project is at advanced stage of completion. We have already commissioned 1 million grinding unit at Prayagraj in the month of October. And the work on other grinding mill at Hamirpur is at advanced stage of completion. At the integrated plant, also the clinkerization, the work on the clinker line and the cement grinding is at advanced stage, and all this should be completed by December this year. And 3 million greenfield grinding at Buxar in Bihar should get completed in the fourth quarter between January and February 2026. As regards the new project which we have taken up at Jaisalmer, we have already placed order for most of the plant and equipment. The work at site for the integrated 4 million ton clinker and 3 million ton grinding has already started. The Bhumi Pujan was done on 5th of September. All the major civil and mechanical contractors have been finalized, and the work is in progressing, and we hope that this should come on stream in Q2 FY28. We are finalizing the land for both the grinding locations. It is an advanced stage, and hopefully the work at the for both the grinding locations will start sometime by third quarter, in the fourth quarter of this fiscal. We have also initiated a 6 lakh ton greenfield wall putty plant at Nathdwara in Rajasthan. The Bhumi Pujan for this plant was also done on 5th of September. The orders for main plant and equipment has already been placed. The construction work has started at the site, and it is expected that this project would be commissioned by Q2 FY27. These are the major highlights on the various expansion projects. I'll be happy to answer your queries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Harsh Mittal from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, this first question.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. You are sounding muffled.
Is it better now?
This is much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. So thank you for the opportunity. My first question is that what the other expenses seem to be higher this quarter. Can you guide us that what would be in terms of rupees per ton, you feel that it would be reversed in the coming quarter?
So the second quarter, you know, we have taken up the maintenance work of three of the kilns where major kilns were under maintenance in this quarter. There was some maintenance in the cement mills also. And this is the quarter when the major branding in, work is taken up. All the annual dealer conferences are held in this quarter, being the lean period, and this is the best time that the dealers are they expect that all the foreign tours and all are undertaken during this quarter only, because in the season they would not like to travel. So the expenses of this quarter are higher on this reason. Yes, going forward, it will, on a per ton basis, this would have an impact of about 100 rupees a ton. I think it should get, going forward, when, you know, with the higher volumes and the amount being a bit lower, so right, it will have an impact of about 100 rupees a ton in the cost saving.
Sure, sir. Thank you. So, second question, as per our last guidance, we were about to receive, we had an run rate of 300 crores of incentives per annum, right? Now, given the changes in the GST structure, what is the late new run rate you feel for the next 2 years? And with Jaisalmer coming in FY28, how this run rate can change?
So, see, marginally, this will be lower only in this fiscal.
Okay.
We expect that in the next fiscal, the incentive of Bihar should come in. So yeah, overall, you know, from FY27, we should get the benefit of the subsidy of about 300 crores. But in FY28, yes, we will have some more incentives partially in the year when we commission Jaisalmer. And then we have to work out, because some of the subsidies in Nimbahera will get, I mean, that period would be over. So I think going forward, we should definitely accept for about 50 crores lower in this fiscal.
Right.
Next year, next fiscal onwards, it should be 300 crores plus.
Right, right. So my last question, that when we announced the Jaisalmer expansion, we said that we'll be going with 4 million ton of clinker and 7 million ton of grinding, 4 million ton being split grinding unit. So that has not been mentioned in the latest PPT. Any update on that, sir?
No, sorry, it is not mentioned in the PPT, but I have said that we have already acquired most of the land for the split grinding location. And the work on the 2 million ton each grinding in Punjab and Rajasthan,
right,
the work should commence in Q4.
And so do we expect the commissioning in Q4 FY28?
See, once we receive the, get all the land, we will get the environmental clearance. So you can't apply for environmental clearance before acquisition of land. So immediately on land, so we hope that in this month, we by December, we should get, I mean, one grinding location land would be finalized in this month, and the next one by next month end. So immediately, one grinding location, which will start work in the fourth quarter. So we are targeting to start work for both the grinding location in the fourth quarter.
Sure, sir. Thank you. These were my questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. One is, what was the incentive quantum for this quarter?
It was around 70 crores.
70 crores. Great, great, sir. Sir, secondly, can you update us on Toshali and SEFCO, specifically on Toshali, any update on the limestone, the quantum of capex that we have done so far, and incrementally how should we look at it? And the same thing on SEFCO, basically, how are we looking at?
So as far as Toshali is concerned, one, Toshali has now become part, the merger, we had applied for the merger of Toshali, which NCLT approved in this quarter, and it is already, the standalone results are including the working of Toshali. As far as the mining lease is concerned, I mean, though we have been trying, we will have to, we are still now grant of lease without auction. It will not be given by the state government, but we are still discussing with the court on the long-term arrangement. If they agree to supply limestone for a long-term period of 20-25 years at a particular price and with the price mechanism formula, then we can consider any expansion in that region. At this point of time, you know, we are operating, we have already done whatever small capex was required in the project, and we are operating the plant, and we, the capacity is about 0.6 million tons, and we hope that we should be doing operating the plant at 80-85% capacity utilization.
Thank you, sir. Sir, on SEFCO?
So, on SEFCO also, we have, you know, taken, we have launched our brand in the month of August. So, we did a relaunching, and then we have started the marketing activities in the region. And so, all that has been done in the second quarter. Now we are starting, we are seeing that the effect of that is visible from October. The sales has already are good in the month of October. Now the dealers are happy with the brand, and we are trying to establish our brand in the region, as well as then operate and get maximum output from that plant. Maybe, you know, the capacity is, you know, when, though going forward 2-3 months would be, you know, winter months where we will not get much production, the sale would hamper. But beyond that, we expect that we should be selling around 20,000 tons a month normally from that plant.
Sir, any plans that we have formed up on the expansion over here? Because earlier you had indicated we can increase the kiln capacity.
As of now, we have not formed up. What we are doing is some, we plan to do some modification in the plant so that, you know, we can increase capacity by 30% in the existing capacity. As far as possibility of putting up a new line of higher capacity, that is on hold. We are studying that, and that we may take a call some going forward, but there is no immediate decision on that.
Sir, would it be possible to quantify EBITDA level numbers for both Toshali and SEFCO? Just trying to understand the core business, if one had to explore both this.
Toshali work has been done. Toshali as such, when there has been no operating profit so far. You know, we expect that, you know, going forward, when this year we should end up Toshali maybe more or less as a break even, and even when we should see proper EBITDA coming in from SEFCO post the season. That means actually it will come from major this year again for SEFCO first year, because we have made a lot of expenditure on the brand pull. So having spent so much amount on brand pull, so SEFCO for this fiscal should end up at about 0-0. It will only start making profits from next fiscal.
Sure, sir. This is awesome. Sir, this last question I'll squeeze in. Sir, we saw full page ads of JK Cement pertaining to calcined clay. or LC3, I think this was last month. Sir, what are our plans over here? Have we earmarked any specific percentage of our sales volumes for this? How should we look at the ramp up over here? Thank you.
No. So, see, we've been trying to work on this. We have been successful in, you know, launch, I mean, on the product, on development of the project. We have launched the project now for various projects and other things. We are doing a marketing effort. We don't have exact numbers as of now, but this is, again, it's an opportunity for us, and we'll see how much we can sell. This is a new product line. It will be over and above the normal sales.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the answer. I'll get back with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. A couple of questions. Firstly, our lead distance has kind of increased over the last couple of quarters. So any sense on whether this could reverse from Q3 onwards because our plant commissioning and all of that's happening?
So not from Q3. See, our grinding unit at Bihar will get commissioned in Q4. So we would see, because we have to seed that market. And that is why, you know, the lead distance is increasing. So we would see a real benefit coming out of that. And then the grinding units, you know, the expansion which we are doing at Prayagraj and Hamirpur, that will also get commissioned. That will definitely get, Prayagraj already got commissioned and Hamirpur will get commissioned in this quarter. So the benefit of that marginally we'll see, but major we will see from once we commission the Buxar grinding unit. But today we are seeding the entire Bihar, you know, at with a higher lead.
So could you quantify how much it could reduce to, like, post this? As in, what would our target be?
So about, 12 to 15 kilometers it should reduce.
Okay, got it, sir. And just one more question. Our power costs look slightly elevated on a per ton basis. Is there anything that's causing this? Is there some bit of a short term, are we buying any power or anything from outside or something like that?
Oh, see, the power and fuel cost has gone up because of the increased clinker stock. I mean, this quarter actually the cement sales volumes are lower, but clinker production was high, so the clinker actually stock has built up. So that has resulted into the high power and fuel cost. And because of the maintenance, I mean, there was some hit on the waste heat recovery power generation also, which is a low-cost power. So these are the two.
So whenever the kilns are under maintenance, the waste heat recovery doesn't work. And waste heat is the major, you know, green power and at no cost.
Is it possible to quantify what the impact of this could have been, sir?
See, waste heat, by the closure of a kiln, you know, it is about 15 lakh rupees a day loss in terms of waste heat power.
So see, in the cost, mean, if you see, there is a mean impact of say 10 to 12 crore rupees on that account.
Okay, sir, got it.
Balance is because of the stock position.
So about 30 rupees a ton, you know.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may press star and one, ladies and gentlemen. Our next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on regional sales split, if you can provide for 1HFY26 in terms of north, central, east, south.
So what is there in this, the major increase has been in terms of south and central India. The north, the growth is at par, you know, it is flattish at about the market about 5 to 6%. But the major, because last year, you know, our south plant in Q2 was under maintenance and the sales were quite low. So one, because of that low base, we see a major increase in the south sales. And then definitely the central is growing. This is where the expansion has been, company has made investment, so that market is already growing. So the major growth is coming from growth in central and south.
Sure, but could you just quantify something? I mean, ideally, if you can just give a market split, if you can.
No, we are not sharing the market split.
Okay. But central, like, would still be growing in what, mid-teens or something? I mean, or rather high teens, actually.
Yeah.
Sure. Just generally, on the Jaisalmer plant, so with this new capacity that you're doing, what is the envisaged capex for FY 2026-27 as an annual basis, and what is the peak that you're looking at?
So FY 2026-27, there should be about 700 to 800 crores spent on the Jaisalmer project, and total spent is 4,800 for the integrated and the two split grinding locations. We would be expecting, you know, another about 2,500 crores or to 2,800 crores in next fiscal, and balance will get spillover in FY28. This is how we see the whole capex. So normally we will see that about, you know, 3,500 is spent by FY27 and remaining gets spilled over to FY28.
Sure, and what will be the full year capex that we can expect then in FY26 and FY27?
This year, I mean, it should be in the range of 2,800 crores to 3,000 crores. And next year it will be over 3,500 crores.
Okay, and peak debt number that we can think of?
So, on the peak debt, we expect to, I mean, we are looking at an incremental borrowing coming in for the Jaisalmer of about 3,000 crores. But by the time this borrowing comes, the net debt should increase by about 2,000 crores, I think. But there will be certain repayments and all. So the net debt should increase by about 2,000 crores.
Okay. And just lastly, on this wave of expansions that we've seen being announced, like, after a long time, we are seeing a lot of capacity being added actually in North as well, particularly with the recent announcement that Alderic made. What is your thought on the market balance with all these new expansions coming in over the next 2 years?
Again, those are whether announcements have been made. Yes, mostly it will come. There would be, you could have a period of lower capacity utilization, and it will take time to settle down. So it would be not only for us, it would be for the industry, whatever does. So at this point of time, I mean, yes, there would be intense competition, but we are definitely prepared for it. We were expecting as such that, you know, all the new capacities may come up, but there was no time frame as there was no official announcement by the competition. But we were looking what could be the likelihood capacities which may come. But having said so, now it is there clear ki what capacities, and the regions are also very clear. So we will see, we'll work out our marketing strategy accordingly.
Okay, that's all from me then. Thank you so much.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harshal Mehta from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thank you for the opportunity. Couple of questions. So my first question is around strategy. So in terms of growth and margins, how do you see both of them? And how do we see balancing us, like balancing both on the growth and profitability going ahead?
Sorry, your voice is not clear.
Your voice is breaking. It's not the question, not clear.
Is it better now?
Yeah, marginally better.
Okay. So my first question was on our strategy. So your views are on the growth, margins, and how do we plan to balance both of them going ahead? Second question is on non-trade business. So how do you see that business going ahead for us? And how do you see non-trade as a share moving as we start commissioning new capacities? And lastly, just a clarification on Punjab and Rajasthan grinding units. So can we expect them to commission by 4th FY28? So these are my questions. Thank you.
So as far as strategy is concerned, we've been seeing our strategy is being clear that definitely with the expansion, we would definitely plan to grow higher than the market growth. So that is why, so that we can seed higher volumes of expansion in the market. We have been, the strategy would be, we have already initiated our GTM strategy for North, looking into the Jaisalmer project, which is likely to come up in next 15-18 months, in 24. So we have already started working on that, so that, you know, we are able to balance both on volume growth, at the same time maintain you know, a profitable growth. So that would be definitely our strategy. And as far as the grinding locations, what was your question on the grinding unit?
So just a clarification, like Punjab and Rajasthan grinding units, so can we expect them to be commissioned by 4Q FY28?
Yeah. It will get commissioned along with the clinkerization in Q2 of FY28. But even if it gets commissioned earlier, we can supply clinker from existing Nimbahera plant, Nimbahera Mangrol.
Sure, sir. And on non-trade business, if you can help.
So non-trade, see, again, non-trade is a, today also non-trade is about one-third of the volume. And we have to, along with the trade growth, where you have to do a GTM study, we need to continuously work on growing the non-trade market, where it's an important segment. And even going forward, where we see if large infra projects are coming up, we need to plan to be part of those projects. So you can't afford to lose any of the projects. So we would, as a part of strategy, we'll get our product approved in all the new projects which are coming up in our region, so that we are able to push material in the non-trade segment also. Though as a strategy, we would definitely like to maintain you know, around 70-30 as a trade non-trade ratio. But if it is, you know, marginally, if the market growth is coming from non-trade, there may be you know, the trade percentage may marginally reduce.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Parviz Gavi from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. So my first question is regarding our volume expectations for FY26. I think earlier we had guided for about 10% volume growth. So are we maintaining that? And second is, I mean, your view on prices post Q2. Thank you.
So we are still maintaining, you know, like if we see the first half, we have done a growth of about 15%. So FY26, we still maintain an overall growth of about 10%. We are given a guidance of around 20 million tons, close to 20 million tons volume for this fiscal. And we hope to achieve that. Your second question was?
regarding the prices post the end of the quarter.
Regarding post, you know, the GST reduction, as we have passed on all the GST benefit to the market, as was, you know, promised to the government, and we also indicated in our communication that the GST benefit has been passed on. As of now, we see there is some pressure on pricing, but there is a pressure on prices in this month. But we will have to see how things, we expect that, you know, this should reduce going forward. And if there is any cost increase or anything, we will try and see how we can push up the pricing.
Sure, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Naveen Shahdev from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions. So it's been a little over a month into the new reduced GST regime. So wanted to understand if at a company level we are seeing any premiumization trend in the sense like, you know, share of premium products being higher versus what they were in the previous quarter. Any such initial trend or it's business as usual?
No, actually, our premium, see, 1 month, see what numbers are, we are giving you the numbers of Q2. And we have seen even in Q2, there's a marginal increase in the premium product sales. Yes, as a company strategy, we are pushing up premium products there because there's the demand for premium products is increasing. But it's very difficult to, I would not be able to comment exactly that what impact GST is having on the sale of premium products.
Understood. Regards to SEFCO, in one of the previous questions you said you are looking at roughly 20,000 tons per month of sale from that particular asset. Is it possible to share how big is the market opportunity there in the sense that the addressable market there, how big is it? Is it a lakh ton per month or some numbers just to understand the let's say the opportunity for us?
Yeah, so the market in that region, you know, overall, I think it's close to about 4 million tons. You know, this is including trade, non-trade, everything. Because large projects are coming and even all big players, they continue to, they are supplying at these projects as their product is approved. See, today the smaller producers, the local producers have this disadvantage that all of them do not qualify for the larger projects because some projects have a minimum capacity criteria to be eligible to become a supplier for their project. So now, since with our launch and our brand value, we are also growing both in trade as well as non-trade. And this number of 20,000 which you have given, this we feel that we should be able to do. Yes, definitely as of date, maybe 6 months down the line, we can give you the new numbers of how much further we can improve our volumes.
Yeah, sure. No, I was only thinking if it's a 4 million ton per annum kind of a market, which is roughly 3 lakh tons per month. And within that, I'm saying even if it's a growth of 8-10%, the numbers that we are looking at, which is 20,000 tons, seem to be like, you know, I'm saying a little low on the lower side.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to understand. You have a little...
number is lower. There is a lot of, this is why we entered. We have to see there is a lot of potential. There is some debottlenecking to be done at the plant, which we are planning how to do it and working on the timelines for that. Once we do that, so that we can, do higher volume numbers and at least get what you are saying is right, get about 10% market share.
Just one more bit on this SATCO thing. This total volume that is sold in the region, which is 3 lakh tons per month, how much of that is local and how much of it comes from nearby states of Himachal and Uttarakhand kind of a market? I'm just wanting to understand how much will we have an advantage being a local player with lower lead distance in that market?
See, basically most of the trade is being done, trade segment is being serviced by the local players. The non-trade segment is coming in from which I in that region is also quite reasonable. I think it's 40%. I'm not sure about the number.
Sure.
Non-trade is 40%. I don't have that number, but I think today is the majority of the non-trade or the CAM, the key projects, are being done from met by the large producers, which is coming in from Punjab or from HP.
Understood. No, fair. That's helpful. Maybe in as we progress along, we'll have more color on this. My next question then was on the UAE facility, because one of the other companies which have presence in UAE, they reported a very sharp increase in profitability in that market, particularly in the September quarters. And while our numbers also are positive, I'm just looking at the difference between the console and the standalone. So while the number is positive, but sequentially there is some bit of a decline there. So wanted to understand how should we look at overall EBITDA for FY26-27, and is the feedback correct that market is improving and will benefit us as well?
No, so as I see in UAE, besides white cement, and then we have also entered into Africa where we are selling wall putty. So now the Africa where we were selling wall putty and all, we have been able to grow in that region. The white cement per se is definitely is growing, but we would get, because of a local player, a new, as you know, Asian Paints have come into white cement, and they will produce white cement from UAE and sell for their own consumption. So we will be losing that party. So that will have an impact on our profitability. However, we have already, we have some increased volume on in the other countries where we sell white cement. At the same time, we have been working on new product line in the UAE and have been able to develop new products in the UAE like dry mix and construction chemicals, again where we are working, and this would be a new profit pool which we intend to create in the UAE, and we are expecting that on an overall we should be able to maintain profitability in the UAE region, make a reasonable profit even this year. It may in this quarter it may be lower, but in the first 9 months it is comparable with the last year, better than last year.
Understood. And since you mentioned about white cement, if you could just touch upon how is the margins of that particular segment, are they continuing to be under pressure, or there is some bottoming out set of a thing that we are expecting?
I think it has bottomed out. The pressure continues on the putty, mainly on the putty, but that too has bottomed out.
Understood. Sorry, one last question, if I may. How much were paint, cement, paint revenues in this quarter, and are we on track to achieve the numbers for 26-27? These were my questions. Thank you so much.
Paint revenue was 95 crores in this quarter.
And in the first 6 months, the overall paint revenue was 182 crores. And we had given a guidance of closer to 400 crores. We are working and we should be closer to that number.
Understood. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final reminder and no further reminders would be placed after this. If you wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Pinakin Parekh from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. So my first question is, you mentioned there is some pressure on pricing, but as we get out of the monsoon quarter into the busy season, hopefully trade sales pick up, and you did also say talk about a higher premium product sales. So on a blended basis, would you expect net realizations to be flat or down in Q3 versus Q2?
Yeah, it may be as of now in the month of October, as we see, vis-a-vis Q2, it may be marginally down. Because see, more on the non-trade, we have seen in Q2 prices, I mean, across all regions, like in the south where it has increased, the prices have reduced somewhat in the south or southern region also. So in the northern region and all, it's not, but there is definitely a pressure in the market.
Got it, sir. And sir, on demand, as we get out of the monsoon season into the busy season, we are seeing rains linger. There is a Bihar election. So do you see the demand being pushed out into Q4, or are you seeing signs of demand recovery in November?
No, except for, you know, some whatever the weather conditions, whatever you lose on the demand. Otherwise, demand is okay.
Got it.
We don't see that it's getting all pushed up to Q4.
Okay. So for the industry demand, you would expect this year to average 7-8%, or you think it will be lower given how 1H has spread?
No, I think with the industry should end up around 7-8%.
Got it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks, sir. At least I got the opportunity after waiting a 1 hour. No, sir. A couple of questions. Sir, first of this paint EBITDA loss for this quarter is how much?
14 crores.
14 crores. And in terms of for FY27 also, the kind of 600 crore revenue and break-even, that target remains the same.
Yeah, we are working towards that, yes.
Okay, got it. Sir, the bigger thing, just wanted to understand, so in terms of the profitability and the volume growth, or even previously the participants try to ask the questions, I will try to ask slightly on a different way. So given that the now one is the GST is already cut, is happened, government is monitoring, and plus, as you said, the prices are asking some pressure. Also, given the supply is now is also increasing, more and more capacities are announced, and particularly the top two players, it seems now they are becoming aggressive on the market share gain. So given that, do we see that structurally the pricing the price hike, or rather maybe one can see some marginal decline can also happen even for next 1 year also?
No, I don't think so. See, what has happened, the announcements which have been made, they are not coming up in the next 1 year. So there is okay. No change in the market in the next 1 year between the demand and supply. Whatever was earlier as a new capacity, that is only going to come. There is no surprise new capacity coming up in the next 1 year, which was factored in. Yes, there has been announcements that everybody has given a plan for their next 2-3 years plan of how do they want to increase their capacities. And they started working on, so it will take some time for the capacities to materialize.
Yeah, no, sir. Even let's say even if for next 2-3 years also, so broadly if I look at roughly I think more than 160 million ton is likely to come by FY28. So, and also the top two players, given the kind of a cost reduction avenue that they have and becoming aggressive on the market share gain, and also at the same time the in terms of the increasing the premium share. So given that for us, so why I'm trying to understand is that because we were the kind of a, one of the highest volume growth for last 5 years, but now that may will continue, but on the pricing front and ultimately that will in terms of the profitability front, how one can look at. So even if we understand 1 or 2%, 100 odd rupees kind of a reduction on the top line or the realization front, do we see that the structurally the profitability can still inch up, except the whatever the Q2 was, obviously the extra one-off and negative operating leverage. But structurally, do we think that the there is still a scope for us to keep on increasing the particularly the grey EBITDA per ton? Because this quarter it seems very low, around 750-800 odd. So on a 1,000 rupees EBITDA per ton on grey front is doable on a yearly basis for next couple of years?
See, our half yearly data is over 1,000. Have any of the big players who have announced capacities indicated that they will reduce prices and increase EBITDA? They have also said that they will be increasing the EBITDA. Have they indicated that they will be reducing the pricing? No. They have only given the plans for expansion. And when they are investing, they would also like the profitability to increase. If they are the market leaders, they will definitely, if they don't reduce the price, that does not mean that we will reduce price and then sell. So we have not done, we have always been bridging the gap with the lead player, with the market leader, and not reduce pricing. So we don't foresee, that is not part of our strategy.
Okay, got it. And lastly, sir, just on the CapEx front, again coming back on that, so this 6 million ton Penna expansion, so if the original CapEx plan it has not changed, I think still 960 odd crore is left to be spent. So in the full year now when we are saying that the CapEx for this year would be and then plus the 700 crore, so this year CapEx number should be on the higher side versus what right now we have guided.
No, it is what we have guided is inclusive of the 750 crores for the Jaisalmer, and the numbers which we have given is the numbers for this year was about 2,700-2,800 crores, and that is including Jaisalmer, Panna, normal, everything. Our earlier guidance, you know, for the CapEx for this year was between 1,800 to 2,000 crores. Which has now been because of the new project, it has increased.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Patanjali Srinivasan from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity again. Just a couple of questions. Our trade share has actually trade volumes have grown very well over the last year, but non-trade seems to have been almost flat. Any reason why you see this is happening?
No, it's there's no reason for it. We are also working. We have been trying to sell cement at the overall at the whichever is the most profitable, and so it is not that the non-trade has also increased this year. It is not that it has not increased.
No sir, maybe the I
put my question in a different way. Is any states anywhere where infra activity has seen some bit of a slowdown where we are operating?
No, no, it's not. This is not related to infra. I mean, we are not saying that it is our down trade is lower because of infra. Our focus, I mean, definitely as we would like, you know, as a even whatever infra is growing, if we could increase our trade sale and get the overall volume. So it can't be that we continue to grow in trade as well as in non-trade over and above the industry. That is not possible and feasible.
Okay, sir. And what are the reasons for us to keep a 10% guidance? Because first half we are at almost 15% volume growth.
No, see, first half 15%, as I said, the base was also lower. There was a maintenance numbers in the first half. So, if you look at the base of the second half and what would be growth, that we are talking about a 10% plus growth overall for the year.
Understood. Got it. And CapEx numbers, just that, can you confirm for 26-27?
Yeah, next year it will be more than 3,500 crores.
Anything between around 3,500 crores, see, as you go for the large project, 200 crores plus minus, so you can take from 3,500 crores plus minus 200 crores.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just a couple of questions. Sir, I just wanted to understand with the GST reduction, we have already committed to the Jaisalmer plant. We would have certainly got into certain, I think what we had indicated earlier was customized incentive package with the state government. With GST reduction, how does the underlying economics change for us?
No, see, it is, to some extent, it gets only thing, the period gets extended. It is the amount does not get reduced, it is the period which gets extended.
And especially there is no impact in case of the capital subsidy. It would only impact the grinding units where we have the GST-based subsidy.
So, there the period gets extended.
Right. So, sir, that I think...
Ramp up the volume. Either if you are able to ramp up the volumes faster, then you can get in faster. That we will work out as we move.
Okay. But, sir, hypothetically, that 7 years can be extended to 10 years. Like, do we have that flexibility already, or we have already negotiated with the respective governments?
So, it is, see, the 7 year the period which we are there is a, we are reworking out on the extended period.
Okay. And sir, for the Rajasthan plant also, is the same thing, 75% SGST, or is it only for the GU?
For the Rajasthan plant also, it is there, even for the integrated unit.
Okay, fine. And sir, just to check, basically, I think we have two leases over here. One is Kenya, wherein we have 15% premium, and the other one, I think, we have around 44% premium. Are these numbers correct?
Pardon? Can you repeat your question?
Sir, corresponding to the Jaisalmer plant, there are two leases that we have won in auctions. One bed is at 15% and the other bed is at 44%.
Yeah. The limestone.
So the first one is at 15% where we are setting up the plant. The new one which we have got, that is about 40%.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we will now take the last two questions. Participants, we request you to please restrict yourself to one question only. The first of which comes from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity again. So just on your cost reduction program, you had outlined certain savings. Could you just refresh as to where do you stand on that right now? What is the exit rate expected in FY26?
So we had given a guidance of about 150 to 200 rupees a ton cost saving. and in FY26 we should end the year closer to 75 to 90 rupees a ton saving by FY26, and balance, you know, another 75 to 80 rupees we should get in FY27.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So my question is on the paints business. I have noted your inputs on the revenue and EBITDA part. So following up on your guidance or your actual numbers last quarter, that was 30% gross margin. Do you have any inputs on the gross margin for S1 or quarter 2?
No, we are working out on the gross margin numbers, and we are hopeful that we should be able to improve the gross margin over last year.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as our last question. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we'd like to thank the manager of JK Cement for the call, and also many thanks to the participants for joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Do we now conclude the call? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.